Take your Bible, if you will, please, to the book of Ecclesiastes, and we'll look there quickly in chapter number 2 in the book of Ecclesiastes. I appreciate all the good singing and all that business there. And let me tell you right now is that you may be more valuable in the work of God than you even realize that you are. And I'll tell you right now, Miss Diane, I appreciate you having made a daughter. That'd be my son-in-law. That'd be my daughter-in-law. And all these grandchildren that are here, and all that dates back to you, Brother Ed. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate all these kiddos, and my daughter-in-law, I know her heart's broken as well, and all these boys and girls, all right? All right, Ecclesiastes chapter number 2, look in verse number 1. I said in my heart, go to now, and I will prove thee with mirth, and therefore enjoy pleasure, and behold, all is vanity. I said of laughter, it is madness, and of mirth, what doeth it? Our Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it, for the goodness of God, and we thank you, Lord, for having loved us even while we were unlovable. We pray you now speak to every heart that's here, save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free, comfort those that are bereaved, and Lord, we want to thank you for all you've done and all you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it, amen, thank you, and be seated. I'm going to preach a little while on this subject and this title, We Just Want to Have a Little Fun. That's the kind of world that we're living in. That's the kind of Baptistic world that we're living in. In the day and hour, no doubt about it, up and down the road of life, is that the church house has become a playhouse. And let me tell you, I like to cut up and go on, and I like to be able to play a little bit every now and again and have some good Christian fun. I like that better than probably... And sometimes I've got too much of it, but I like it myself. But so let me tell you right now, fun's not going to give you a peace of God that'll pass all understanding. When the fun's over, and if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, buddy, what a sad day that it'll be to stand before Him. Did you know that the Bible said that in much wisdom and knowledge you'll find there's grief? Do you know that the more that you know? I mean, the more it's going to grab hold of your heart and make you stop and realize that, oh, hey, this is a real deal. I got to tell you right now, is you better laugh while you can laugh. Laugh with those that laugh, weep with those that weep. You better realize that, though, that if you will, that here's Solomon, and as he pins this down, here's a man that has anything and everything that his heart ever desired. He can look out there, if he saw it and wanted it, he got it. Here's a man that nobody was smarter than he was. He done some dumb, stupid things, but let me tell you, among women, I'm going to tell you right now, is among those born of women, there's not a greater than Solomon that had the knowledge that God had granted and gave unto him. In this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out, here's a man that he said that if I saw it, I wanted it, I got it. I had money, I made money, I had silver, I had gold, I had servants, I had them born into my house. Talk about hiring a servant. I was producing them, and those that were servants of mine were having kids in my house. And then he says, after it was all done, he said, I withheld not mine eyes from anything that was pleasing. Musical instruments, listen, did you realize that all the God-given talent, and we've not touched the hem of the garment this morning. There's several more that we don't have time to grab hold of, sing just as good as those you've already heard. And bless your soul just as good. Now, you know, you can't be blessed. Sometimes you'll find people that'll come and they've got their mind made up and they don't want to be challenged with facts. And let me tell you right up front is there's a lot of them, I guarantee you right now, you couldn't bless them at all. They've got their mind, I don't want to be a blessing. I didn't like that. They're too loud or they're too long or they're too short or they're too tall. You see what I'm talking about? People like that right there just need the Lord. I mean, there's every now and again a person or two that I don't like. You ever notice that little slut of a gal, what's her name? Trailer Trash Swift. You know, I didn't know this till one of them commentators pointed it out. Do you know she's 34 years old and singing songs about 17, being 17 years old and all that? God bless you. God bless you. That's all right. Every now and again, somebody ought to be able to say something to upset the apple cart of what and to be able to expose the real world where we live in. How'd you like to have her for a daughter-in-law? Huh? How'd you like to have her, fellows? How'd you like to have her for a wife? Every time you open it around, she is on a new tour somewhere. She'd be off with a bunch of lesbians that could kiss probably better than any of you could. We live in a world that's like that. And if that offends you, good. It should. You should be. You shouldn't be in that condition, but good. See? I want to say to you, here's what Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes there. He said, everything that you've got out there, he said, you know what I was going to do is I began to realize that, oh, that money and things and accumulations and servants, I began to realize that's not going to cut it. And he said, I sought after pleasure. I thought I'm going to have a good time anyway. And then here's what he says, and he ends up saying it. Do you realize, though, that the word vanity in these chapters is mentioned, in these 12 chapters of Ecclesiastes, mentioned some 36 times? And he goes on and sums it up, and over in chapter number 12 says, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Hey, some of you got a brand new car, and I want to congratulate you. If I had my hat, I'd tip it to you, congratulate you. But that's not going to be the last thing, that's not going to bring you lasting joy. It's just not going to. And fact is, you're going to find out that every now and again, that whenever we get something shiny and new like that, have you ever noticed that sometimes the luster leaves it before even the news wore off of it? In the world that we're living in, if you want something that'll be lasting, the only thing that's lasting is the Lord and the Savior, Jesus Christ. And when you come to know Him in the free pardon of sin, there's things still going to wear out. But that's not the ultimate end, because your life is wrapped up in He that has everlasting life, and that one of these days will come and get us out of this world that we're living in. I'll begin to think about, when you look into this, is that everything that you and I see that's around us is a transitory. That means it's passing off the scene. That means it's temporary. That means it's not lasting. And let me tell you right now is that there's a lot of things. I wonder when you and I facing the Lord, and by the way, you're going to face Him, but only if you know Him in the free pardon of sin. I want to say to you that, if you will, that when you begin to look into this Bible here, you'll find is that things of this life has no real worth. And let me tell you, it's not a source of satisfaction. In fact is, what you're going to find out is that after Solomon, who had the money to go, the money to buy, the money to do anything he wanted to with, what he said was, don't you rest on that, because let me tell you, it's all a bunch of vanity. I begin to look into this Bible lesson we were looking at right here, is that you'll find that Saul was a man that was the first king over Israel as a United Kingdom. David would come along. He's going to be the second. Solomon here's the third. But David was so hated because of the fact that he loved God and that God loved him, because he's a man after God's own heart. And Saul, who was the king, he was jealous of David and he wanted to kill him. And I want to tell you something right now is that David didn't let that stop him. His heart was fixed, buddy. His heart was tuned into God. He would rely on the Lord. And let me tell you right now, if your heart's not tuned into God, you ought to get busy with it. Let me tell you, I don't know what you're waiting for, because make no mistake about it, is that pleasure's never going to give you lasting peace whatsoever, but you can be washed by the blood of the Lamb, and Jesus Christ will give you everlasting peace. I got to tell you right now, in this life that we're looking at, things are passing by and passing quickly. It was but yesterday that I was a little boy at my mama's kneecap, and now I'm closer to going home to the other side than where I came from. I got to say to you that when you begin to look into this Bible lesson, we ought to bless the name of the Lord. And while that David was on the run for his life, the Bible said, I'm not going to let that stop me, David said. My heart is fixed. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to serve the Bible. In this lesson that we're looking at, I remember out of all these years that I've pastored people and this and that, every now and again I've made one or two mad up and down the road of life. And I know you can't believe that, but it is true. I can't imagine anybody not liking me, but that is true. There are some that do not. And there are some that finally get to where, my daddy used to tell me, he said, now Dennis, when as you go through life, he said, there's going to be some people just don't like you because you're annoying. What a thing to say. But I found that to be true. And let me say to you that when you look into it, is that you ought not to let people come in and go and rise and fall in. That ought not to regulate you and your service unto God. Here's what David said. My heart's fixed. And buddy, let me tell you, if God got your heart fixed, it'll last for all eternity. You can bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and his truth and for his goodness and his greatness. Make no mistake about it. Look in Proverbs chapter number 3 real quickly here this morning. As we look in the book of Proverbs, I want to show you a passage there. It's in chapter number 3 and it's about verse number 11. Let me tell you, in the day we live in, there's a lot of people profess to know God that really don't. And my heart's saddened about that. I'm glad to meet people that are real and the real deal that know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. I can tell you what, you can hear them when they speak it. You can see them as they live it. Make no mistake about it, is that the Lord is real. And let me tell you, is that if you're a child of God, he's going to do something real in your heart and your life that'll be lasting for all eternity. Proverbs 3, look in verse 11. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, and neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as the father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. I got to tell you right up front, make no mistake about it, while you turn to Proverbs in chapter number 14. If you want something real, you better get it from God. It's the only thing that'll be lasting. It's the only thing that will be real. Over in Proverbs in chapter number 14, verse 11. The Bible said, the house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that is mirth is heaviness. Here's what he's saying, in essence, as we begin to look at it, is that the wicked like to have fun too. The wicked like to have pleasure as well. And as a result of it, there's a way that seemeth right unto them, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I got to tell you right now is I don't want just something that seemeth real. I want something that is real. And that is the Lord and Savior. Let me tell you what God will do. He can give you real peace in your heart that passeth all understanding. He'll give you real pleasure. And let me tell you right now is he'll put you in the right path. And one of these days he'll come and receive us unto himself, that where he is, there we may be also. Now I want to tell you something. Is that you may live in sin and have pleasure in sin, but it'll only be for a season. And then after that, you know, it's going to be a rude awakening for a person. Even the wicked in this chapter that we just got through read, even the wicked are trying to forget about their real condition. They're trying to be happy. They're trying to have laughter. They're trying somehow or another to be able, look in verse 13 we just read in chapter 14 of Proverbs. Even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful. What they're trying to do is they're trying to put on a mask of pleasureness, trying to put on a mask of comfort. But even in laughter, they're trying to laugh it off, and in laughter, their heart is sorrowful, and the end of their mirth is heaviness. I got to say to you that when the end comes for you and the end comes for us, it's not going to be how much fun we've had. It's going to be what you have done with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When he came knocking upon your heart's door, I got to tell you right now is there's not any peace that'll ever be lasting that's had from pleasure seeking in the world that we're living in. Now, there's a passage that I want you to look at over in the book of Psalm. It's in chapter number 126. Now, let me say to you that when God saved your soul, he done something that changed your life. And let me tell you, it's not only a life that changed, but it's a change that other people can see and that other people can hear. As you talk to somebody, you know, every now and again, you'll meet somebody up and down the road of life, and you ask them, hey, if you died today, would you go to heaven? And they'll claim to know the Lord and so forth. And then when you talk to them a little bit more, you say, well, I don't see that. I don't see by your testimony, by your life. I mean, you live contrary to the things of God. And they'll tell you, you can't know what's in my heart. Oh, yes, you can. The Bible said, out of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And let me tell you right now is that whenever you're speaking out of the heart, and you don't have the right answer, it comes from the word of the Lord, something's radically wrong with that. I will say to you that as we look into this Bible lesson, you'll find is that Solomon, he wanted something that would be lasting, no doubt, for all eternity. And let me tell you something, is that the joy, the glow, the gladness of the Christian must come from within, because there's never anything from without that can produce that kind of lasting effect. I want to say to you, as you look in Psalm chapter number 126, there's a passage there that we'll look at in verse 1. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream, our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. And then said they among the heathen, this is the heathen talking, they're seeing it, they're witnessing that Israel has had something good happen to them. And the heathen, notice it, and here's what the heathen said: the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord had done great things for us, they confess, and whereof that we are glad. I want to say to you that if you will, that if you're a child of God here this morning, let me tell you, the Lord not only has done great things for you, but it's a greatness and things that have happened that others can see it. I remember whenever I got saved, and of course, you know, I was a pretty good young man before I even got saved, even though I was going to hell and going to bust hell wide open. I mean, as far as outwardly, there's none good, no, not one. But Mama used to pat me on the head and tell me what a good boy I was. I got to believe in it till the Lord came and showed me there's none good, no, not one. See? And all that business there. I had a cousin, you know, kinfolks. Of course, they lived up in Colorado, and they talked funny. I mean, you know, they spoke every word correctly and every syllable correctly and all of that business there. And I thought, man, where do these people come from? In Colorado. And we had that bird's eye pepper bush that was growing on the fence. And I kept getting in trouble over that, a cousin. And I kept getting in trouble over the cousin, you know. And finally, I went out there and I was pulling out one of those. Some of them were red. Some of them were yellowish with a little red. And some of them, of course, dark green. And I'd pull one of them off, pop it in my mouth, play like I was chewing it up, swallow it whole. Naturally, he wanted one. I said, no, I don't know. I don't know how long these will last. I'm going to keep them myself. And all, oh, please, 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 please. So finally, old Dennis, being the kind-hearted person I am, all right, you can have just one. He bit into that thing, bit down on it. And let me tell you right now, son, it sounded like a four-alarm bell that went off. And oh, he went to try, and I knew I'm fixing to be in trouble. No, wait, wait, here, you put the wrong one. Get that red one right there. And all of, I mean, if you're going to go ahead and get a licking, you might as well go ahead and seeking pleasure at somebody else's expense. Boy, he grabbed that red one there, and naturally it was hotter, and he bit into that. I chewed up fine and all that. Oh, and man, he got literally went in and started licking the wall, trying to get it off. I never will forget it. It's just embedded in my mind. Now, let me tell you right now, it was quite an experience of pleasure, but it was short-lived. I mean, my word, and all that business there. I only mention it and because I can't remember the kid's now name till just now, but his name was Eddie. And, oh, I'm telling you, did I ever get tore up over sitting a little, well, it wasn't little Eddie. I mean, he was little us, but he's about my size. But over Eddie eating a bird's eye pepper. And, boy, let me tell you something. I don't know how bad his mouth was burning, but I can tell you right now, Mama lit my south end up. Do you know anything and everything that you can mention in this life will never bring everlasting joy, peace, or happiness until you come to know the Lord in the free pardon of sin? Now, I don't know how they all ended up. I'm sure if they're alive still, somewhere still, they still talk funny. And I'm not knocking that because, you know, every now and again, we'll have somebody that talks a little bit funny. and we'll make fun of you. There's several of us in here that know how to be able to mock and be able to, you know, we're kind of shade tree comics is what we are. We're not stand-up comedians, we're shade tree. And let me tell you right now is that it's good to be able to enjoy life and to have some laughter. But the wicked, even in laughter, there's an emptiness there that can never be, there's a void that can never be filled. Let me tell you something, young man, young lady. Maybe you're here this morning and God's been tugging at your heart. God's been knocking on your heart's door. And as a result of that, is that don't know what to do. I'll tell you what to do. Why don't you let go and let God have His will and His way. Receive Him in the free pardon of sin. Maybe you've trusted the Lord, but you've never followed Him in baptism. God's been worrying you about it. Be a good time to present yourself and let people know. See, you don't light a candle, stick it under a bushel basket or stick it under a bed somewhere. You put it on a candlestick, make it known so others can see it. Maybe you're here this morning, you just really need something from the Lord. That cousin of mine, of course, my aunt, naturally, Mama, she finally caught the boy trying to get me in trouble by lying. And I pointed out the fact is that what he needed was, and Mama told said, yeah, now I've caught him lying this time, and as a result of that, I've been getting on the dentist, and I thought, oh, I'm glad somebody's on my side now. And I never will forget my aunt. Oh, okay. She grabbed up a belt, and she began to whip him around there. No, Auntie thinks you ought to have your fanny whipped. It was the most enjoyable time in my youth. And he was screaming, oh, my fanny, oh, my fanny, oh, my fanny. I hope you have had some enjoyment at the expense of some others that have had to suffer some pain. But what have you done with the Lord and Savior? Once it's all settled down, what have you done with Him? Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. Our Father, as our musicians come and as our song director comes, need something real from on high from God. I want to praise you, thou God, from everlasting to everlasting, and beside thee there is none else. Now bless, I pray, the remainder of this service. And Lord, we praise you and thank you now for all you've done and all you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What number is it?
Page 124.
124. If you need to come, come quickly while we sing.